Hi, it's Rebecca. Today I want to talk about consciousness. I've been studying consciousness for a long time. And why am I so interested in it? Well, I've told you before that back in the 70s, when I was in my mid-20s, I had this experience of a spontaneous healing, which is very much like a near-death experience. It's transcendent. It takes you to a higher level of consciousness. And when you go there, just like people who have near-death experiences have this thing happen to them, you're never the same. And you realize the reality that you've been living in was not the real deal. There's a lot more to it. When you have a transcendent experience, it's like becoming dehypnotized. You realize that you were living in this hypnotic spell where you just believed your five senses. That was all you had to work with. And you believed what people told you. You believed the general opinion about everything. Once you have a transcendent experience, you awaken to a different paradigm, reality. All the mystics talk about it. Jesus used to tell us, the kingdom of heaven is within you. It's at hand. You just can't see it. Until you wake up, you can't see it. Now, you don't know you're asleep until you wake up. That's the dilemma. And what I think is going on right now is a mass hypnosis, because I was hypnotized up until my mid-20s, believing that I was my body. That was it. I had to worry about it. I had to test it all the time to see if I had the big C, until finally someone said I did. My greatest fear came upon me. And then when I woke up, I realized I was a collection of my beliefs that had been directing me and guiding me in my life. And if I didn't like a particular belief, I could turn it around. I could change it by going to the source of that belief, the fear that had driven me into that negative state of consciousness. Now, I went on after my flying career to become a Silva Ultramind trainer, training about 3,000 people. Dug deeply into the teachings of Jose Silva, who was a man who never went to school. He was self-taught. And because of that, he had an open mind to understand how to reprogram and deprogram people with all of the things that he was interested in. He was a natural healer. He was a natural psychic. He, I believe, was a mystic who was led to this information to help mankind. Because once you understand that, they say it even today, the scientists know this, that study consciousness, only about 20% of the population is a natural alpha thinker. Now, what does it mean to be an alpha thinker? It means that you slow your brain waves down when you're really mentating, thinking about something that you need a solution for, or the way you approach everything. You go to that alpha level of consciousness where you can think outside of the box. You can see things from all different angles. You can look under the rug if you need to. You can see where this thought came from. And once you begin to do that, you question everything. You don't just accept things that are thrown at you without wondering why someone is telling you to do something. You question it. And these people, of course, are very dangerous in that they've been exterminated many times by the people who don't like it when these free thinkers come along that try to wake humanity up. And I think, just like back in the days of the Salem witch trials, you know, where there was a mass hysteria, it's very easy to have a mass hysteria spread amongst the population with the right programming. And we have such amazing tools now to program people via the media, movies, schools, indoctrinations that are, you know, passed on by people that are being indoctrinated by the people who want to indoctrinate everyone. And until you begin to become a free thinker, someone who looks outside the box and questions everything and becomes fascinated and interested in the big questions. Why are we here? Who are we? Are we just, you know, flesh beings, or are we multidimensional? Are we spiritual? Are we eternal? Have we always been? Once you can really dig into those questions and get some answers, you begin to question everything. And, you know, someone stated many, many, many years ago that the higher the degree of education, the more susceptible to mass hypnosis. And maybe that's why in the Bible it says, and the meek shall inherit the earth. Because the less you fill your mind with all sorts of facts and figures and other people's ideas, and you go within and get your own answers because you've made room in your life for that, the more authentic you become, the more attuned you become to your higher self, which is your best friend, the God within you, and you become sovereign. You live above the physical laws. You begin to realize that you have dominion, and to have dominion and to be sovereign is the exact opposite of transhumanism, which is also a big topic, which I won't go into, but it's always a choice. We came into this dimension with free will, and we get to explore and, you know, really dig into whatever it is that interests us. But one of my favorite parts of having had a transcendent experience is that it basically gets rid of fear, because you can no longer be afraid if you know that you're being guided, you have a higher self, there is a God, God is good. And when you're attuned with that, there is a divine principle that organizes your life in a positive way. And you begin to live life much more fully.